Welcome to the Erectile Dysfunction Radio Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to educating and empowering men to address erectile dysfunction, improve confidence, and enhance the satisfaction in their relationships. This podcast is brought to you by ErectionIQ.com. Learn more at ErectionIQ.com.
Welcome to the Erectile Dysfunction Radio Podcast. I am Mark Goldberg, certified sex therapist. I am deeply passionate about working with men like you to help resolve their ED.
We are here on the Erectile Dysfunction Radio Podcast with another episode. Today we are joined by Jake Panasevich. Jake is a health science journalist, a yoga teacher, and a pelvic floor specialist. He developed a specialized form of yoga designed for men and other people with, we'll call them flexibility challenges. I count myself among that group. Today, he joins us to discuss the role of yoga in men's health, men's sexual health, and in the treatment of and resolution of erectile dysfunction. So, Jake, thank you very much for joining us.
Mark, it's a real pleasure. Thanks for the invite. It's an honor to be here.
Of course. So, just to get us started, Jake, can you share with our listeners a little bit more about what it is that you do, your journey getting into yoga, and how that led you to specializing in men and men's sexual health?
Yeah, sure. So, I'm a health journalist for US News, as you had mentioned. I write about healthy lifestyle choices that are free or low cost to consumer that anyone can do, that are linked to evidence-based medicine or research. And I also am a yoga teacher of 17 years now. And yeah, that's primarily what I do. I also offer wellness seminars for different companies, private health companies and organizations. And going way back to how I found yoga, I grew up a farm kid, grew up on 300 acres, didn't even know what yoga was. And then once I finished college, I had wrestled my whole life and in college. And so after college, I was seeking out something to keep me fit and healthy without wrecking my body. So I had three knee surgeries. I was really in chronic pain with my low back. And that was really affecting everything, my mood, my mental health. You know, even though I didn't realize it at the time, it was really affecting my whole livelihood. And so, like a lot of guys, I was dragged to my first yoga class kicking and screaming. Vince, I like to say, however, you know, looking back at it, I was definitely seeking something to keep my body and mind healthy without continuing to hurt my body. And all the old ways I was used to working out, like lifting weights, running, none of that was accessible anymore because of my injuries. And so after I took that class, I had no idea what had happened. I'm sure I was doing the poses incorrectly, but I could tell you that for the first time in a long time, I had gotten a workout and I felt great, surprisingly no pain afterwards. And that sent me on this journey. And so I continued. I started trying this yoga out, giving it a real shot, practicing it, you know, nearly every day for a year. And then I ended up hurting myself practicing yoga. It was a faster paced, hot yoga, vinyasa. And I was trying to keep up with the other students around me, which were, as you would imagine, mostly women, mostly more flexible than me. Come to find out, you know, a lot of them were yoga teachers or even some of them dancers. And so, you know, after that, I really kind of made it a point to find different styles of yoga, different trainings, the right teachers to help me, give me the right tools and alignment for my body as a man. And this sent me on a decade-long journey of finding the right teachers, programs, modifications that were right for me. And then once I went through that, I started to package that into a men's yoga class, which I started in Philly. And so started the men's yoga class that, come to find out, there was a big need there. The class grew to up to over 150 guys in a year. I taught some of the sports teams that's really caught on, like the Eagles, the Phillies, the Philadelphia Union. And I like to say, you know, I I like to teach yoga to those who are the most inflexible, most inexperienced, the most injury prone. And so those are my people. And yeah, that's a long story long, but that's how we are.
Yes. I count myself among that group. I was not, endowed with a tremendous amount of flexibility. And I know that makes me prone to injury. I've spent some time in PT. I've also been in yoga. When you describe that first time that you went to yoga, that feeling of like somebody drags you there, also talking about, I think what is a common experience for guys like myself or other guys who end up in yoga is that they are wildly outnumbered by women. Right. So can you speak to some of the common misconceptions about yoga, and in particular, some of the misconceptions as it pertains to men and men's health?
Sure. So I think, the biggest, most common stereotype in yoga is that I'm not flexible, I can't do yoga, right? And so, it's always the case that the more inflexible you are, the more that yoga is going to benefit you. And there's a lot of stigma that comes around with a yoga class and even a yoga studio. And I think it's warranted, frankly, where you enter a yoga studio and there's a lot of spiritual talk, there's incense, a lot of things that I think us guys really resist. And so, I always say for men, it's very important that you find the right teacher. And the right teacher often looks something like you do, another guy. A lot of guys, I think, resonate with me because they see me and they say, he doesn't look like maybe what we would think a stereotypical yoga teacher might look like. Bigger guy, former athlete, all these injuries. And, I think there's all these feasibility studies that show, especially with veterans, that there's way more resonance when they go to a yoga class with another veteran. And I think it's the same with the guys where, they see somebody who looks like them, has a similar experience as they do. And I think that does go a long way, especially in the yoga world.
That's, just kind of helpful. I know a lot of guys are initially very resistant to the idea of yoga. And it sounds like you've had success at creating a form of yoga or getting men to understand how it can be of benefit to them. Now, as we move over into a little bit more of the sexual health space, how does yoga specifically address some of the physical aspects of sexual function or ED in men?
Yeah, sure. So, a lot of this interweaves with my writing that I connected with a pelvic floor health specialist and doctor as a mutual friend, I believe, Dr. Susie Gronsky, who's exceptional. And she's really helped me become more aware of these benefits that yoga brings forward in sexual health for men. And the biggest one is honestly our mental health and psychology. And, yoga is one of those wonderful forms of exercise that really does help with your mental health, really does help calm you down, calm your nervous system. There's a built-in meditation, both in the beginning and the end, that I think a lot of exercise misses. And I think that is first and foremost the most important thing. It's a very much a benefit for our mental health. And then, there's the physical aspect of it. If you're strong and limber, confident, I think that all comes into play in your, again, psychology, but also just your ability to be healthy enough for sexual activity. And so those, I think, are the main ones. Some of the positions themselves are, similar to what you might experience during sex. And so it's all helpful in bringing awareness to your body, your mind, how you're feeling, and this, your ability to communicate with your partner, I think, too. This self-awareness naturally brings forward this confidence and this willingness to be vulnerable and to have difficult conversations that, I think yoga does an exceptional job of interweaving all three, the mental, physical, and emotional well-being.
Yeah, so if I'm hearing you correctly, Jake, it sounds like the benefits of yoga, which can be both mental and physical, broadly speaking, can help position a person who's struggling with really any form of sexual function issues or any other sexual health concerns. It can put them into a better space, both in terms of how they feel about themselves, but also with some of the mental benefits. Now, you mentioned some of the specific poses may mimic or may be very similar to poses that are involved in sexual activity or partnered sexual activity. Are there any yoga poses in particular when a guy is facing ED that are known to be specifically helpful, either by releasing muscle tension in particular areas that might have a role in ED? Is there anything that we know about specific yoga positions?
Yeah. So again, this does come from my conversation with science experts and physical therapists in the male pelvic floor health realm. But I'll say in conversation with them and bringing in my yoga background, speaking with them, what we sort of unpacked is that just bringing awareness when you even take a comfortable seat in yoga, bringing your awareness to your pelvic floor and noticing, you know, your breath and how this contracts and expands this region of the body. Some guys don't even have any sort of sense of that part of themselves unless they've really made it a point to attune. And so that is the, I think, very first step is just bringing in that awareness just by taking a comfortable seat and noticing your breath. And then certain poses like a plank, like a cobra, bridge pose, those sort of poses, lunge, low lunge. And then again, bringing some awareness to the pelvic floor region while you practice these poses is crucial, and actually holding them a little bit longer. I think a lot of yoga sort of just flow and go, one breath here, one breath there, you're in and out. And then, and especially for guys too, it's very difficult to align, period, that way. But especially if you're trying to, you know, find these benefits point A to point B and bring some awareness around, you know, the pelvic floor specifically, you're going to want to hold the poses a little bit longer. So those are some of the poses that I would recommend, starting with, you know, just bringing some awareness to that region even.
Yeah. So it's well known that stress is oftentimes a major, if not primary, contributing factor to sexual function challenges. Performance anxiety is, you know, well established for many guys. Now, yoga is oftentimes like spoken about as a stress reducer. Can you speak a little bit to how yoga helps to decrease or mitigate stress for people?
Sure. So I think for guys especially, the exercise component of yoga is very beneficial. And the fact that it's a safe way to exercise, a way that brings you into movement, that if you've got the right teacher, again, it's safe and effective and gets you moving and breathing. And you can't understate the benefit of movement and exercise in general. In my opinion, you know, yoga is a very safe exercise that most guys of a certain age who come to yoga practice with injury or aches and pains, which is nearly everyone, you know, yoga just allows you to enter an exercise in a way that's slower, safer, and you're getting this, your heart rate up, you're getting your awareness to your breath, your body moving again, more limber and strong. So that all in itself has a stress reduction component. Then you bring in the awareness of your breath, learning how to down-regulate your nervous system while you're in these poses that are, for a lot of guys, very uncomfortable at first, right? And so you learn how to, in these more stressful moments where you're not entirely sure what's going on in the class, you're trying to listen to the teacher, but you're brought back to deepening your breath, calming yourself down. Okay, that also is a major benefit in stress reduction. And then there's several other components that I think get overlooked. One of them for guys is the community aspect. Many guys, myself included, love this Lone Ranger narrative, like we're going to do it ourselves. And however, you know, there's all kinds of numbers now of the level of loneliness amongst men. Men have fewer social connections than women as they age. And, you know, yoga is a great way. I think guys respond better to what's called shoulder-to-shoulder therapy. Like if we're doing something together, we're more likely to be in deeper conversation, whether it's golf, basketball, whatever it is, yoga, it seems as though guys are more willing to open up and talk and develop that sense of community when they're doing something rather than maybe sitting down face to face for coffee. I know myself, I tend to grit my teeth if someone's like face to face having a conversation sometimes. I'm like, why is this so difficult? And come to find out this more sort of shoulder to shoulder therapy, go on a hike, do something active. You can still make eye contact, but doing something actually helps men specifically start to develop these deeper, more meaningful sense of community and connection.
Yeah, that does sound really, really powerful. And I'm sure in a group of over 100 or 150 men all kind of coming together, and I assume there has to be a fair amount of encouragement to stay in these poses and to get into these poses in the first place. You're saying that it kind of is a bonding and camaraderie experience that might be hard to replicate in other places. So for a lot of times when I certainly was my experience, it takes a bit of a health crisis to even get the idea of yoga floated to a guy. And I remember when it was recommended to me, I, you know, felt pretty hesitant about it because I you know, grew up playing sports and that's how I got injured. And the idea of me now going to yoga, which is supposed to be like less taxing on certain areas of the body while like, you know, stretching others, just didn't quite sit well with me. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, like, what advice do you have for men who may feel hesitant or uncomfortable about incorporating yoga into their health routine? Mm-hmm. And in particular, you know, the other crisis that men sometimes face has to do with sexual function. So if they're advised to engage in yoga for sexual function but feel uncomfortable about this, what would you say to them?
Yeah, boy, that's a tough, you know, it is a tough one, because I often go to yoga classes now just to see, you know, what's going on in the field. I like to be in the yoga studios. And I'll tell you, I often wonder myself, would I still come back to if I first found yoga by coming to some of these classes? It's tough. It really is tough. You've really got to find, again, the teacher that resonates most with you. It really makes a major difference if you find the right teacher. And so I always advise guys to seek out teachers, again, that have a similar background as they do. Go ahead and read a teacher's bio and see, you know, oh, they've done athletics, they've done sports, they're a more alignment-based, focused class. And don't go in blind, even though I know this, sometimes it isn't the perfect world. Like me, I got dragged to my first class. I didn't even know what it was. And so, but I just advise guys to give it a couple shots and give it a chance and find a class that generally slows down more. Even if it's like labeled gentle, you'll still get the benefits. You know, you don't have to go head first into the fast power yoga or hot yoga first, even though there's so much evidence now behind hot yoga and depression that it's unbelievable. But sometimes that could be a little overbearing for guys. So, and I'd say give it a real chance. Go to the classes that are maybe a little bit slower. Doesn't, again, mean necessarily easy by any means. And notice, you know, how you feel afterwards. And yeah, I guess that's my biggest suggestion, is to start slow, find the right teacher, and yeah, give it a fair shot. It's definitely worth it. You'll notice things that you wouldn't even guess that you were that were affecting your well-being. Some folks are in stress and they have no idea that it's costing them their nagging back pain or mm-hmm. their mood, you know, until they're out of it and everything starts to shift.
Now, Jake, are there any lifestyle factors or lifestyle changes that you think complement the yoga, and in particular around sexual function? Mm-hmm. Like, is there anything that you recommend to the people that you work with, instruct, or coach in this yoga journey?
You know, and it's nothing that would probably shock you, but it's, you know, better sleep. A lot of folks notice that very soon after starting a yoga practice that they're able to sleep, and that really shifts their entire mental landscape and really starts to bring their health to a whole nother level. As they start to progress more in yoga, they notice they started to naturally shift their diet, that they want to start eating better naturally. And so things like a healthier diet, better sleep, And then those who are really longing, a lot of guys like remember when they used to play sports and, you know, I really miss playing soccer and I cannot do it anymore. And there's like almost a void there. As they get more out of pain, clear of injury, they get more confidence to go ahead and go for a walk, go ahead and start to jog, maybe sign up for that rec soccer league. And yoga also makes you particularly skillful at kind of tempering your ego to the point where you're not going so full bore exercise that you end up injuring yourself ideally. And so those are the other components that I recommend men specifically start to implement to supplement their yoga practice. And they do start to happen naturally. There's this cascade effect as they practice yoga.
Jake, I don't know to what degree you work specifically with men with sexual dysfunction, but do you happen to have like a success story or a transformative experience that you were witness to or a part of that person's journey who went ahead and incorporated yoga as part of a broader strategy or approach to make like changes and to be able to overcome, let's say, a sexual dysfunction?
Sure. You know, I am not necessarily in that role exactly as far as like talking about super intimate stuff, but I will say it's been hinted at for sure with many guys talking about relationships and marriages. And, you know, I have had guys like to kind of joke when they bring this stuff up to not take it so seriously. And it's been said in jest, but it's definitely been said by many of my students, you know, not in such a serious format. I think that's kind of the way us guys operate socially. And I kind of become friends with and closer to a lot of the guys I've taught for over a decade now. And in so many words, you know, there's been this.
It's been more than implied.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and it is a communication of like, you know, this is not only physically, wow, I feel like I've got superpowers now, but also, you know, I was able to have some difficult conversations. I was able to lean in to get a little bit more help when I needed it. And yeah, so I think, yeah, more than implied, there's been more of that sort of progression that they've talked about with me. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like, again, yoga is something that could be part of a more comprehensive lifestyle shift that, again, a lot of guys, when they do experience sexual dysfunction like ED, do oftentimes look at life and do an overhaul. They come to therapy. They may make dietary changes, exercise, health, and yoga, it sounds like, is, you know, one of the things that men do seem to benefit from once they're engaged in it. I know from my own experience of yoga when I was in it, I was surprised by the benefits. I didn't get that much better at it, I don't think, over time. I still was rather inflexible. But I did see just like across the board, like both mental and physical benefits. And I think certainly, even just from the anxiety and distress that men experience when encountering a sexual dysfunction, having a practice like yoga in their lives can help to just kind of calm the general system. It can help to restore confidence, and it can help people to feel good. And it sounds to me like, Jake, that would be one of the primary roles of yoga for men who find themselves in this situation.
I think that's right. And I think, you know, yoga is often the cornerstone habit once you're in it that holds all the other things together. Whether you say that yoga is something that, like me, has become my absolute livelihood, it might not be like the thing you say you love per se, but it, for a lot of guys, I think it's almost like brushing your teeth at some point. It's like, you know,
it's habit, something you do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, Jake, this has been very, very helpful. That's definitely an area that we have not covered up until now. But just in terms of promoting broader, you know, healthy practices that I do think lead to overall better outcomes for people's lives, but certainly help to improve, address, and ultimately maintain good, healthy sexual function. So once again, thank you very much for joining us. This has been very informative.
Mark, it's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for listening to the Erectile Dysfunction Radio Podcast. For more information on today's topic and understanding how the mind impacts erectile dysfunction, please visit erectioniq.com. That's erectioniq.com.